Even though destruction is yours alone, the sorrow is also mine. Consider this wisdom. He does not claim that they were being corrupted, as shown in his statement, "When your obedience is fulfilled," and "I will mourn for many who have already sinned." But he does not let them become shameless either. Hence, he says, "at any time." This neither condemns nor keeps silent, for neither option is safe, whether to speak straightforwardly or to hide indefinitely. Therefore, he uses this middle ground, saying, "at any time." This reflects the language of someone who is neither completely distrustful nor overly reliant, but one who is in between these two stances. He then softens the situation, but his reference to that history incites unspeakable terror and completely denies them any forgiveness. For even though the serpent was evil and she was naive, none of these factors saved the woman from punishment. "So beware," he says, "lest your fate be similar, with no protection available. For even he, through promising bigger things, was able to deceive." It becomes evident that these people have also been deceiving through their arrogance and vanity. This can also be inferred from what he says later.